You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I am joined by the lovely and talented, and the cat is out of the bag, 53-year-old Elisa Profumo.
You don't have to rub it in.
That's nothing to rub in. You look fantastic. Are you joking?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because for so long I've kind of tried to hide my age.
Right. And successfully you have.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. Even when we first got to know each other, you wouldn't tell me how old you were for like at least a year.
I wasn't that long.
Wasn't that long?
No.
Okay. But I mean, you rightfully so, like most women, probably can relate to what I'm about to say. When you're a woman in the workforce, age works against you, even more so than a man.
Yes.
So you had to kind of keep it hidden.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and we published an article about that.
We did.
We made some noise about it and got an unbelievable number of reads on the internet. It made Google News and a variety of other news release arenas through the press release network. And it's amazing how many people have had such positive responses to it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women.
Women. It's a couple of people even tweeted it. I was surprised at that.
Yeah, retweeted it. Just from the press release side of it, we had like almost 400 Facebook likes. Just from the press release website itself.
Uh-huh.
So clearly it made a lot of connection with a lot of different people out there. However, there were some people who tried to steal your thunder.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I think that there is, I find this from myself. When I was over 300 pounds, I always tried to find logical reasons that would justify why I did to myself what I did to myself.
Mm-hmm. And what were your reasons?
Oh, you know, pick them. They were whatever they were at the time. The stress of running an alarm company. It was a high stress business. You know, people's homes being broken into, businesses being, I had to eat myself happy. You know, I mean, things like that. Also, I took a very active role in raising my children for probably about, at least, 14 years. I got up every single morning with my kids, got them ready for school, made their lunch, made their breakfast, drove them to school, and then I went on to work.
Well, having children is stressful.
Well, raising children is stressful. There's no doubt about it. But something I just said on the show yesterday with Coach Wade Johnson and Rob Regish is stress is relative.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going on in your life may equal a stress level of 90. And what's going on in my life may be a stress level of 90. And you may look at my stress and go, well, that's not as bad as mine. And I'll look at yours and go, well, that's not as bad as mine. But it's all relative. It's whatever you're dealing with in your life.
Everybody has stresses, or everybody has their own cross to bear, if you will.
Right.
You know, it's just different.
Right. And several women came out and asked you, and even one of the people who retweeted it said something
mom.
About having, mom with a question mark.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, they're like, well, gee, I wonder if she's had children.
Interesting story. I'll just tell you this really quick. I was in the Chicago airport several years ago, traveling on business, and I was going through security, and one of the security guys said, "You look great. Do you work out?"
Right.
And then the woman next to him said, "Do you have children?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Well, that's why you look like that."
See, and I got to take issue with that. And I'm going to tell you why.
Hmm.
If you go back into the 1920s, the late 1800s, the early 1900s up through probably the 1920s and so on, when women only put on about 26 pounds during pregnancy and shed their baby weight quickly and generally had another baby within 18, 19 months of delivering that one. We didn't see women ballooning up to the weights that they balloon up to today, or even keeping that weight on long after the child was born. So it can't be that life was easier back then. Right. Right. It's not like, well, no, life is harder now. That's why women can't bounce back from a pregnancy. No, it has nothing to do with that. Life was harder back then. I mean, they didn't even have the modern medical miracles of delivering babies. You know, some of these women were giving birth to babies, no anesthesia, nothing in their bed, just pushing on their own. You know, so you can't say, oh, well, the reason your body looks so good is because you didn't have children. Because that's a slap in the face of all those women out there, like Carly Gomez, who has children and gets up on stage.
She looked awesome.
I mean, you know, that's insulting to anybody. So it's not that you haven't had children that allows you to look the way you do. Because let's face it, I know women that don't have children and they're fat.
Well, I understand that there come certain stresses when you have children. And I want to be sensitive to that. But there's stresses when you don't have children as well.
Right.
Like
there's always a reason not to do what you're supposed to do.
Well, you know, and I wanted children. That's right. A stress right there.
Right. And just for the record, we're still trying. No, like, no.
You know, that's hurtful that I couldn't have children. So right. That's a stress right there.
Right. Right.
You know?
So. Right. It is something that you have, that's bothered you for a long time.
Yeah.
And so granted, having children clearly is a stress. Raising children clearly is a stress, but it is not the reason that people don't stick to a healthy nutritional and exercise regimen. Because look at me. I was over 300 pounds. I lost all my weight under the same stressful conditions, traveling, raising children, running a business, doing all those things, but yet I found the willpower to drop over 100 pounds. So what it comes down to is you either make the commitment or you make the excuse, but you can't do both.
Well, and let's face it, it may be more difficult for that person if they can't sleep, if the children, you know, then it's going to become more difficult.
Yes.
It's not impossible, but it's difficult.
And
I know because now that everybody knows my age, you know, when you age, women have hormonal issues.
Right.
And along that comes sleep deprivation because
right.
of the hormonal issues.
Right.
And so that's been, a very difficult thing to go through. It causes everything to be off kilter. You can't lose weight.
And that's what I was going to say. You were at a restaurant one day with some friends, and the girl who owns the restaurant, I'm not going to say the name of it because she's a nice girl, and somebody said, oh, my God, what happened to her? And the other girlfriend said, it's called menopause. And it's like, well, guess what?
It doesn't have to happen.
Yes.
No. I've lost 10 pounds this year going through what I'm going through.
And gained 9 pounds of muscle.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's important to understand that on the scale.
I haven't gotten on the stage yet, which I'm still planning to do.
Right.
But it's just been
slower.
Slower progress because of the things that you have to go through because you're a woman.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I don't have the
ability to just drop the weight like you used to before.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
what happens.
Mm-hmm.
The metabolism changes. But mm-hmm. there are things you can do about that. But again, I come back to this mantra that you must accept. If you are fighting against what I'm about to say, then know that you are fighting in behalf of your own failure. If you want to fight in behalf of your success, you must understand that you're either going to make excuses or make the commitment. You can't do both. If you make the commitment, you will find ways to get to sleep earlier. Get your husband to stay up late if you get up early with the children. That's what I did because I went to sleep early. Well, fortunately, I got up early as well. Forget that. I was just going to say I went to sleep early and got up early. But the reality is get the other people in the house to cooperate with you.
Yeah, because Richard Patterson did ask me what time I go to bed and what time do I wake up.
Go ahead and answer the question.
Well, typically now I go to bed earlier than I used to.
When you were, right.
But because I go to bed around 9, read a little bit, and then go to sleep now.
Right.
But I have always strived to get 7 to 8 hours of sleep. I need it.
Right.
I listen to my body.
Right.
And, you know, like you just said, I would try to figure out ways to make that happen. And I know it's more difficult if you have children. It's difficult to do that.
Getting them to go to sleep early is a problem. But guess what? I'm going to tell you a secret that I learned. And this takes both partners in the family to do. Okay? So in other words, you can't make the decision. I'm talking to the women right now. You can't make the decision to change your life unless your partner is on track with it as well. But here's an amazing thing that'll happen. you turn the lights out in the house, you turn the TV off in the house, and you and your husband go to bed, the kids aren't going to sit there sitting downstairs watching television. They're going to be like, where's mommy? Where's daddy? You can actually make your kids go to bed earlier by you going to bed earlier. Now, it may take a week for the fussing to subside, but if you stick to your guns, the kids will go to sleep early, and guess what? They'll benefit from it as well. Never mind that you'll be on track.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but sleeping is an important part of it. It's
critical.
Very critical.
Yeah, very critical.
Really quick, there was an article in the newspaper yesterday that it says the headline was "Man Wants to Leave Obese Wife,"
yeah. And
basically he's saying that his wife is so obese that he can't live with her anymore, and she's disabled because of her obesity, and the children don't want to take care of her.
Well,
because
they can't.
They have children of their own now, right. And they can't take care of her, so they want to put her in a home, which leads me to we as women need to take care of ourselves first, because later in life, there's not going to be someone to take care of us.
And I say it on the show all the time. Women need to pay attention to strength training. It's more important for women than it is for men. And because men die sooner and women end up in an institution because they can't get out of a chair anymore or they fall frequently. And then the kids go, Mom, you can't live on your own. So women need to pay attention to strength training even more importantly than men.
Well, there was a post. Johan shared a picture of Denise Austin on Facebook this morning.
Right.
And it's a new book that she has out. And I clicked on the photo, and there's a picture of Denise Austin, and she is so thin. And it says skinny. Something about skinny being her new book, skinny.
Right.
And I looked at the comments, and these women were making comments, I want to look like that. She had no muscle tone.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, when she gets 80 years old, she's
not even. When she hits 50, she's not going to be able to be ambulatory. She's going to start having problems getting out of chairs. She's going to notice, oh, I can't ice skate anymore because my legs aren't strong enough to whisk me around the ring. All these changes happen unnecessarily to women.
Because there's no muscle on their carcass.
Because they're so focused on being quote-unquote skinny that they lose all their muscle mass in their yo-yo dieting attempts. And this month it's, you know, it's this girl here's program. Next month it's Jenny Craig. And they just whittle themselves down.
Weight Watchers.
Yeah.
Losing weight as fast as you can.
Yeah. And they lose some muscle, they gain fat. They lose some muscle, they gain back fat. They lose some muscle, and they end up having no muscle at all, no strength at all. And then their husbands die, and then they end up spending the last 15, 20 years of their lives telling somebody, sit back down in that wheelchair. And you know what? If that thought doesn't scare you, ladies, then I don't know what can motivate you to look like, start paying attention. And I want to say one other thing that you actually taught me. Okay. This analogy really stuck for me. When you're on an airplane and they give you the fasten your seatbelt and the little margarine container is going to fall out of the ceiling if there's a drop in oxygen pressure. And they say to you, put the mask on yourself first. Then put the mask on your child or whoever you're traveling with that can't do it themselves. Now think about that in the terms of life. If you're not taking care of yourself first, and you're so focused on taking care of your children and your husband exclusively, then you're basically putting the mask on them first, which means you're going to pass out, which means you're not going to be able to put the mask on them. That's why they tell you to do it that way. You get your breathing right first, and then you can work with them at whatever pace you have to. So if you're not focusing on getting your act together, getting your strength up, getting your sleep right, you are not putting your mask on first. You will be no use to your family someday. In fact, you will be a burden to them, like these people are talking about. The guy wants to divorce his wife because she doesn't care about herself, and he sees it coming. He says, when I die, my kids aren't going to be able to take care of her, mm-hmm. And she won't go into a nursing home. So women really need to get this message. And, you know, we talk about strength and conditioning, and I know a lot of the women in the audience tune out. Not all of them, but a lot of them just tune out. They're like, well, this isn't for me. This is for men. No, it's even more important for women to focus on strength training than it is for men, because for us, it comes natural. It doesn't come natural for you.
Right.
Should we talk about something else? You want to take a break?
It's up to you.
I think we should take a break. We've gone a little long, and we've got a lot of good things to talk about.
Okay.
And I can promise you there's going to be some ranting today, and it's not just going to be me. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is number one. This is number one. This is number one.
At about
BuildingMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today. You already know about Titan Organics virgin coconut oil and that Carl says it's the best in the world. Titan has raw organic honey from the Brazilian rainforest produced under sustainable and environmentally conscious conditions. It's a creamy, non-filtered, rare honey. Or check out their 100% organic raw agave nectar from the lush, pristine farms in Tequila, Mexico. A naturally low glycemic sweetener. You can trust Titan Organics to provide the best raw products found anywhere. Go to superhumanradio.com and save 15% off any purchase when you use the coupon code TITAN15. That's TITAN15. BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade in acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner. Ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner. Or add to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay.
So, did you watch the Barbara Walters Most Fascinating People?
No.
Neither did I, but I did read the article about, evidently, the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, was one of her 10 most fascinating people. And I guess during the interview, she asked him if he was too overweight to become president of the United States.
Oh, I'm sure he doesn't think he is.
And he said, no, I'm not too fat to be president. She said, well, you are a little overweight. And he said, no, I'm more than a little overweight.
He understands that at least. Mm-hmm. He's considered morbidly obese. He is obese enough where it's going to shorten his lifespan. And what does that say about the guy who wants to run the country? You know, and here I got to give it to President Obama. The guy plays basketball. Now, everybody jumps all over him for smoking cigarettes, right? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the president smokes cigarettes. And we all know cigarettes are harmful to the health. Well, guess what? Nothing kills more people in this country than obesity. So if you're going to give President Obama a hard time because of the occasional cigarette that he smokes in hiding, he doesn't ever do it out in public, then you got to give Chris Christie two thumbs down and say, look, dude, man, you're all you are is a model for chronic disease. How can you be president?
It says here in the article from CBS that the governor has battled a weight problem for many years and often jokes about his struggles. At a news briefing last month, when asked about Twinkies, the hostess company shutting down, he went on a riff about not taking the bait. He said this is a setup, jokingly.
Right.
And so I guess he tries to turn it into comedy.
Well, that's good. That's one way to disarm and diffuse the real issue. But the real issue here is that this country is sinking under the weight of obesity, no pun intended, and all the chronic disease that goes along with it. And I don't think that we should embrace a guy who wants to become the poster child for it by becoming president on top of it. I'm sorry. And I know there's a lot of people out there going to say, Carl, you're an idiot.
Well, I would love to see what his blood markers are and what his – I'm sure he's pre-diabetic at least.
You know what? And even if he isn't, because there's a lot of people out there who are obese and their bodies are so resilient that they haven't started to hit the wall yet.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So, you know, this notion that that's kind of like the woman who smokes cigarettes and is 87 years old and she's still puffing and said, there's nothing wrong with cigarettes. I never got lung cancer. You're always going to find the odd person out there who can, you know, undergo a lot of assault and not give in to it. But the large majority of Americans are dying from obesity.
Well, interestingly enough, Stephen Lay sent us an article. And it says, how long will we live and how well will we live? New burden of disease study shows world's people living longer, but with more disabilities.
That's what we say here all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And people expect to become disabled from disease. I would imagine that if we were to poll 500, 1,000 average people walking along the street, walking into Costco or something and saying, how old are you? And they tell us their age and we'd say, do you think that you will someday develop a chronic disease like heart disease, arthritis? And I would bet you that the lion's share would say, oh, yeah, well, my father did, my mother did, or my aunt has it, my sister has it. Yeah, I will, too. And I've never heard of anything. So and if you said to those same people, do you think there's a high probability that you will also be struck by lightning? They'll say, oh, no, I never go out in the rain. It's like they don't think they have control on chronic disease. They have control on staying indoors from the rain.
It says here, the health of most of the planet's population is rapidly coming to resemble that of the U.S., where death in childhood is rare. Too much food is a bigger problem than too little, and life is long and often darkened by disability. What I find interesting about that sentence is Bill Gates seems to think that there is a problem with feeding the world and that's why we need GMO.
And that we should be them. Mm-hmm. Like, we should be the one. First of all, everywhere the Western diet goes, and when I talk about the Western diet, we talk about the United States here. We can take full blame. History will record someday, maybe hundreds of years from now, that the influence we have had on nutrition nearly destroyed the population of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it. We're going to be long gone, so no one's going to be able to say, hey, Carl, you were right. But trust me, I'm right about this. The legacy that we are leaving to the world as a country is chronic disease from nutrition. And so when you hear Bill Gates talk about it, that we have to be responsible for feeding the world, well, guess what? The world doesn't want us to feed them. Kenya just told us here's a country that's starving. They don't want GMO.
They don't want our GMO.
And then what did Russia just do?
They said they don't want our meat.
They don't want our beef. And of course the government's going, oh, that's a smokescreen because they're mad at us for some. No, people don't want this food here. They see what's happening to us here in the United States under the guise of the FDA. You know, and I'll tell you something else. There is nothing more dangerous than a government or government agency that feels immune from public scorn and ridicule and appraisal. And the FDA doesn't care who talks bad about them. They just keep on keeping on.
It says here, heart disease and stroke were the leading and second leading causes of death in 1999 and remained so in 2010. But over that two-decade period, malnutrition dropped from the 11th to the 21st cause of death. Diabetes, car accidents, and lung cancer all rose in the rankings.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know what the other thing that I love? Bill Gates. There's something that happens when you make so much money. And remember, we were talking about this before the show. When you're a really, really locally wealthy person, let's say you have a really great job and you make a lot more money than most of the people who live in your area, you live in a very affluent neighborhood, you feel like you're a big fish in your town.
Yes.
Right? Then when you become really, really, really even wealthier than that, where it's like you now have influence on your state. Well, these people who become ridiculously wealthy like Bill Gates, they look at the world as like the thing that they need to influence. The more money you have, it's almost like the more influence you should have on larger things. Bill Gates may have started out, and I say may have, with good ideals behind his desires.
Mm-hmm.
And he may have just been led astray by bad information, or he may be sinister. You can make the decision. I have some clips I want to play.
Okay.
Okay? I want you to listen to this first clip that was Bill Gates doing a TED Talk, talking about CO2 emissions. Now, I want you to listen very closely to this, especially to the end of it. And I'm going to point something out here, and I want you to listen to this closely, and then we're going to discuss it. So listen to this first.
Even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. But there we see an increase.
Okay.
Of,
now, wait a minute. Now, think about what he just said. Okay. He said, when addressing the ever-growing population and trying to control it, because that has an influence on CO2 production, he names three components to control the population. The first one, he says,
new vaccines.
New vaccines. How does vaccines minimize and make the population small? I thought vaccines were designed to increase lifespan and health. He's saying if we do a really good job with new vaccines, healthcare, and birth control, basically, is what he's talking about.
Will reduce the population.
Yeah. Now, birth control absolutely can reduce the population. How does healthcare reduce the population? And how do vaccines reduce the population? Ask yourself that question. Was that a Freudian slip? Did he realize what he was saying there?
By the way, this, how long will we live? This is being funded by the Bill Gates Foundation.
Right.
The study has been funded by, he and his wife donated $12 million for this study. And if you read on further in the study, it talks about, in 1990, 631,000 people died from childhood infections. And, in 2010, there were only 125,000. But and then it goes on further to say that the investments in vaccines helped with that number.
Right. But again, he's like everybody else out there. They all doublespeak, right? What he just said, and I want to go back to this because I want to play another clip now. What he just said was, if we really do a good job at these three things, we can reduce the population size. Birth control was named in there. Absolutely, absolutely correct, right?
Which we'll talk a little bit about later.
Right. But how does better vaccines reduce the size of the population unless these vaccines are designed to sterilize people, number one? And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, people. He just said that, okay? If you think I got it wrong, explain to me how healthcare, getting healthcare right and getting vaccines right makes the population smaller. Now, I want you to listen to this, which was a news release out of Australia, where a reporter was reporting on an announcement Bill Gates made about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Microsoft founder Bill Gates has committed over $10 billion US dollars over the next decade to deliver vaccines to the world's poorest countries. Gates made the pledge while speaking at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, saying that this year needs to be the decade of vaccines. He said the commitment more than doubled the $4.5 billion his charity foundation has already given to vaccine research already.
Sweden being a great example.
Okay.
Of a-
he goes on to say why they're funding vaccine. But now think about something for a second, right? So he says in the TED Talk that one of the ways to depopulate is to do vaccines better. Then he throws $10 billion at vaccinating who? The poorest countries in the world. Now, who is the biggest drain on the planet? The poorest countries in the world, because they can't survive on their own. We have to keep throwing resources. And they populate faster. These people in these underdeveloped countries, they have 6, 8, 10 kids at a time. So they end up populating the world faster. So he wants to focus his attention on vaccinating these people. But keep in mind, he said at the TED Talk that vaccination is one of the ways to control population. Doesn't this make you suspicious of his real agenda?
Yes.
I mean, here's a guy who's a multi-billionaire. He has people writing his speeches. He know everything he says is manicured. The message is specified. He's like a big company when he talks. Would he have said these things by accident?
No.
Okay. Good.
I just want to read this. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation provided $12 million for this project, which cost more than $20 million. Okay. And then the project that we're going to talk about later on birth control was also funded by Bill Gates.
Yes, important. And we should talk about that. One more clip I want to play for you. Okay. And I just want you to know that Bill Gates didn't start this. Every single ultra wealthy person in this world has aspired to and somehow be involved with population control. But no family, no single family has had a greater desire to control population than the Rockefellers. In fact, they have a Rockefeller-funded organization called the Population Bureau in Manhattan that does nothing but study populations and talk about how to control them. And here's David Rockefeller talking at a UN ambassadors meeting recently. And listen to him. Tell me he doesn't sound like Bill Gates.
Ironically, however, the very innovations that are making possible dramatic improvements in human well-being are also creating new problems which raise the specter of an alarming and possibly catastrophic disaster to the biosphere we live in. And herein lies the dilemma that we all face. Let me illustrate. Improved public health has caused the world's infant mortality rate to decline by 60% over the last 40 years. In the same period, the world's average life expectancy has increased from 46 years in 1950s to 63 years today. This is a development which, as individuals, we can only applaud. However, the result of these positive measures is a world population that has risen during the same short period of time geometrically to almost 6 billion people and could easily exceed 8 billion by the year 2020. The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident.
That's because ultra-wealthy people are boring, Lisa. Elisa's listening to this and shaking her head, and she's going, this is boring. It is boring. You're right. The ultra-wealthy are boring.
His voice was just kind of mono.
In fact, if he wants to depopulate the world, he should just go and talk, and people will be jumping off of buildings everywhere. But, I mean, think about this. This is an agenda that the ultra-wealthy have had forever. They don't like the idea that people are out there making babies willy-nilly. They think they have the right to dictate how the planet should grow and how fast it should grow, which should make you suspect of everything that Bill Gates does, because he's just like the Rockefellers.
There's an article here that we can talk about when we come out of the break. It's the University of Washington researchers develop dissolving condoms.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation also. They gave $1 million in research to pursue the new electrospinning technology that is used in this.
But here's the thing. It's not the condom that's the problem. As Elise is going to report when we get back from this break, you really need to be aware of this, because there's something afoot here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
All inferior creatures are to be considered the enemy of the Daleks at this point.
Well, either you're with us, or you're the enemy.
We obey no one. We are the superior.
enjoy protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Build muscles, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Here's a fun idea.
What?
A disappearing condom.
A new discreet condom has been developed that prevents pregnancy and protects against sexually transmitted diseases by dissolving inside of the body and releasing preventative drugs after use.
Now, women, right now,
so
women
it's gonna
should
be dissolving inside the woman.
Right. Women should be aghast with horror about this right now. Think about this. These condoms dissolve, not so that they don't fill wastelands up with condom rubber, but so that they can deliver their chemical cocktails right into the blood-rich membrane of the inner vaginal wall. And these chemical cocktails are going to, this is going to be like an injection, ladies. They can put all sorts of things in these condoms. Now, obviously, they're going to put things in there that are quote-unquote supposed to keep you from getting pregnant and protect you from sexually transmitted diseases. Well, how do you know what the long-term effects of those chemicals in your body are going to be?
It says here from one of the researchers, this method allows controlled release of multiple compounds. We were able to tune the fibers to have different release properties. One of the fabrics dissolves within minutes, potentially offering users immediate and discrete protection. Another fabric dissolves gradually over a few days, providing an option for sustained delivery. That's similar to the birth control pill to provide contraception and protect against HIV.
Yeah, but what else could this drug cocktail do? I mean, and of course, Bill Gates is going to, he's funding this, part of this, and he's probably going to want to drop, you know, condoms all over third world countries so that these people self-vaccinate each other while having sex.
Yeah, I would be very hesitant to have that inside.
I mean, you know, really, ladies, are you willing to spray chemicals in your vagina? I mean, I remember back in the 80s when the spermicidal foam was on the big – women hated using that stuff, squirting that stuff inside you. I mean, my God, why don't you just spray Raid, ant and roach killer in your body if you don't want to get pregnant? I mean, this is ridiculous.
It says electrospinning has existed for decades, but it's only recently been automated to make it practical for applications such as filtration and tissue engineering. This is the first study to use nanofibers for vaginal drug deliveries.
Think about that. Vaginal drug deliveries. That's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're gonna make eugenics fun. You know, have sex and at the same time sterilize your partner. Really, think about it. I mean, it's scary. And women should be up in arms about this. Women should be screaming right now, like, you are not going to be selectively penetrating me with chemical cocktail that I don't know what 10 years up the road what it's gonna do for me or to me. We don't know.
No.
But, of course, Bill and Melinda Gates know better than you. So you need to listen to them because they have money. Money makes you smart. The more money you have, the smarter you are. And at some point in time, when you have so much money, you're smarter than everybody else in the world, so you get to tell them what to do.
So I think that you should stop using Starbucks tea or coffee or anything.
I know, you're right.
Or not using, I'm sounding like it's a drug, drinking it.
Yeah, I'm using the new dissolving cup from Starbucks. It's inoculate. Every time I buy, okay, I stopped drinking coffee completely.
Mm-hmm. And you were doing great.
And then one day I was tired and I said, oh, what the hell? I'm going to have one cup of Starbucks coffee. And I didn't even drink it. I took two sips out of it. It made me start coughing. My nose started running and my stomach started bothering me. And I called you and I said, I'm cured. I don't need Starbucks coffee. But now I like going to Starbucks, something community about it, right? So I thought, okay, I'm going to go get a cup of tea on the way to the studio this morning. And if I'm snotting and coughing, I wonder if there's some sort of mold in what they use to brew their water.
I just think you need to stay away from Starbucks.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'm off Starbucks forever. That's it. Sorry about that.
You haven't coughed like this
I was drinking Starbucks.
Since you were drinking Starbucks coffee.
Yeah, so there you go.
Okay, so did you read the article about vitamin D?
You told me about it, but this fits right into the discussion.
I know. It says this comes from the World Health Network, which is A4M.
A4M's group, right.
Is the federal government keeping you sick by hiding facts on vitamin D? And then it goes on to say that the medical community has always been subject to groupthink, but in recent decades, we have become the leaders. Numerous physician scientists have been ostracized, defrocked, delicensed, in some cases driven to self-destruction by a medical community that has embraced senses and science. So they're basically saying that the 600 to 800 IUs of D3, which is suggested by doctors,
right,
is just consensus science.
Right.
There's no real research. No, there's no facts to base.
And all of the emerging research that shows that getting adequate amounts of vitamin D can protect you from so many different diseases, it's ridiculous. Which leads you back to the Rockefellers and the Gates, because let's face it, they don't want us living longer. I mean, now you have babies being born and infant mortality dropping and people living to be 70, 80, 90, 100 years old. That's why I did a show a couple of years ago where I said, give the government the middle finger and live to be 100.
The daily allowance of vitamin D, mainly D3, is lacking in millions of people through the federal government's guideline of 600 to 800 IUs. I just said that. And such levels are misleading and unhealthy. And then down here it says, most recently, studies have demonstrated that higher levels of vitamin D improve longevity and are beneficial at preventing influenza even better than vaccination.
Now, there is propaganda right now on the media.
All
I don't know if you're, I wonder if you're having this where you live. I'm asking you in the audience.
All over the news.
Every time we turn on the news, they're talking about there's
a widespread
flu epidemic, and they're telling everybody you must get a vaccine. Now, I don't know anyone that's got the flu right now.
Well, then they interviewed a doctor the other day on the nightly news, the local nightly news, and he said, "We've been treating everyone with Tamiflu." And isn't there new research that shows Tamiflu is ineffective?
Doesn't work.
Yes.
Right. But he didn't read that. See, because you can't expect doctors to continue to educate themselves. I mean, my God, that's ridiculous. No, he's still using what he learned in college today. Yeah, Tamiflu.
Studies showing beneficial effects of high vitamin D levels are quite convincing. But why is it that when you tell someone that says, "Oh, I'm getting sick, I need to take vitamin C," and you say, "Well, what about vitamin D?" And they say, "Well, it's fat soluble." Let's be more specific. I'm afraid to take it.
You have a friend who gets sick every year around this time.
And I've had a couple friends that I've had this conversation with.
Okay.
And they all think that vitamin C is the answer, which vitamin C is good.
Yes, it's a very, very good antioxidant.
It is very good.
But it has to be taken in conjunction with a complete vitamin E supplement, because vitamin E and vitamin C recycle each other. But more importantly, vitamin D and vitamin A are the way to go if you want to avoid flus, viruses, and things like that.
And let's face it, different people absorb vitamin D at different rates.
Yes.
Every time I go, I take vitamin D supplements on a consistent basis. Every time I have my blood work done, I always have them check my vitamin D, and I'm always at the lower end of the range, which means I have to up
the lower end of the good range.
Of the good range.
Right. You're in the 40 to 50 area.
Last time I went from 40 to 50, so it's starting to gain because I've upped my dosage of it.
Right.
So it's moving up.
Right.
But darker people have a harder time absorbing it.
Right.
As we discussed earlier.
And fair-skinned people, like the studies that they've done in Scandinavian countries with vitamin D, as little as 2,000 IUs a day gets people above 60. So clearly there's a different rate of metabolism that probably has a lot to do with a polymorphism as a result of where your people came from and their proximity to the equator. If you're dark-skinned like me, or if you're African-American, your body probably doesn't manufacture as much vitamin D on its own in the sun, and it probably has the ability to rid itself of vitamin D faster because you are out in the sun all the time. That's why we ended up with so much more melanin in our skin. Now, our lighter-skinned, blonde-haired, blue-eyed counterparts that come from Scandinavian countries, they probably can sit in the sun for 20 minutes and manufacture the same amount of vitamin D that it would take me an hour. And subsequently, their bodies are better equipped to hold on to vitamin D.
Well, why are people so afraid? Because vitamin D is categorized as fat soluble. Why does that make people afraid to take higher dosages?
Well, most people don't even know what fat soluble means. They just know that someone once told them you have to be careful with fat soluble vitamins. Fat soluble vitamins store themselves in fat cells, as opposed to being readily urinated out. They don't exit
like
the body.
Like vitamin C.
Yeah, but the body still metabolizes them and rids themselves of it anyway. But the reality is that the medical orthodoxy has scared the bejeebers out of people about taking vitamin A and vitamin D. And the reality is that we can take a lot more than anyone thinks or talks about safely. And a case in point, you can take 100,000 IUs of vitamin A a day for a month. It's not going to kill you. Should you do that for your entire life? Probably not. But if you told a doctor that, he would say, "Oh, that's very dangerous. It's fat soluble." And I would say to him, "Well, what are the upper limits of vitamin A? He'd probably say you should only be taking 2,000 units a day maximum. Baloney. I've been taking 10,000 to 20,000 units a day for years.
Well, and then there was one doctor that told a friend of mine to take vitamin D only during the winter months and not during the summer months. Because if you're outside, you don't need the supplement.
Yeah, but you aren't outside as much. People are not working in their yards. They're not toiling in the fields like we used to. And even when you go on vacation, it's a concentrated period of time that you're exposed to the sun. And then you're back in your office under the fluorescent lights or in your home under the roof. People aren't out in the sun like they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're not making that much from your hands and your face. And people are always covered up on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I supplement with vitamin D all year long. I do. Now, I definitely bump my dose in the wintertime. But that's just me. So, how about we take a break?
Okay.
We've got lots of good things to talk about, and we're going to also answer some listener questions at the end of the show today. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Guess who's back? Back again. Shady's back. Tell a friend.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits, turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WheyNaturalUSA.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetic Cream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away. Not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce multivitamin patch banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Don't go, Sharona. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Okay, so recently we were reintroduced some information about ibuprofen and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Well, basically, I wanted to mention that in the same article, they were talking about the Dietary Supplement Labeling Act of 2011, and then we got onto the discussion about how the government wants to control our use of supplements because
right.
it's dangerous,
yeah, they're
supposedly.
Dangerous for us, right.
And then we started talking about over-the-counter NSAIDs or non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs,
right?
And ibuprofen.
Well, Dick Durbin was the guy, right? Dick Durbin was the one who tried to introduce that, and it was just a power grab. The government, he was trying to hand the FDA control of the supplement industry for things that we already know are safe, that have been out there and generally considered safe. Are not causing any deaths or any illnesses in any widespread fashion. And obviously that got overthrown because a lot of people stepped up and said, look, you know, don't try to take my supplements away. But the irony is that Dick Durbin was trying to turn over the supplement industry to the FDA to make it safer. And you don't even have to go digging. I mean, you don't even have to talk about Vioxx and like the outright criminal activity inside the FDA to kill Americans and no one went to jail for. You just have to look at drugs like ibuprofen and acetaminophen. Ibuprofen causes over 170,000 hospitalizations a year and close to 20,000 deaths every single year. Acetaminophen, more favorably known as Tylenol, causes about 500 deaths a year and about 70,000 hospitalizations a year. Just those two over-the-counter, FDA-controlled drugs that would have been handled the same way supplements would have been handled are killing Americans every single day. And you don't hear anybody saying to the FDA, what are you guys doing to keep this from happening? No one talks about it at all.
Ibuprofen causes so much internal bleeding and it's metabolized through the liver and, you know, you have issues with your, it's not good.
Well, and the irony is that, a lot of people develop ulcers and a lot of people think that it's because of, H. pylori. But the number one leading reason for developing a stomach ulcer is the excessive, or inappropriate use of an NSAID, because the cyclooxygenase lines the stomach. And guess what an NSAID does? It's a cyclooxygenase inhibitor. And so there are times where cyclooxygenase is needed by the body. That's why the body produces it in the first place. Well, when you take an NSAID and it dissolves in your stomach, when it's on its way to your painful elbow, it destroys your stomach. That's why topical NSAIDs, like the product that was produced by that company that used to advertise on the show, I can't think of it right now, Ibunex, was you rub this stuff on the elbow, but the FDA made them stop selling that because they'd rather see Americans die from the internal use of NSAIDs instead.
Yeah.
I mean, the FDA is a joke. It's a joke, folks. No, it's not a joke. I take that back. It's a heinous, disgusting organization that is responsible for more deaths in this country than any other five causes of death in this country. And nobody cares. That's what astonishes me is nobody cares. The FDA just operates as business as usual. So, I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
What's just you?
That I see the gross inequity in all of this, and the FDA continues to operate. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody loses their job. Not even a smack on the hands. I mean, nothing. Nothing is done. And the FDA will approve drugs this year and approve the use of drugs that have already been approved for other things this year that will end up destroying lives and hurting people because they're pharmaceutical giant companies that pay them big fees to do so and promise them jobs when they leave the FDA, want it that way. And your life is what will be sacrificed, or the life of a loved one. Nobody cares. Obviously, nobody cares. Nobody's doing anything about it. Nobody's talking to their politicians and saying, we don't want this anymore. What are you going to do?
Do you remember this morning I told you about a new drug that, well, it's not a new drug. It's a Zytiga, Z-Y-T-I-G-A,
right.
Which is a drug which has been in use for prostate cancer in the earlier stages.
Right.
And the FDA has now come out and said that it's going to be used for later stages of prostate cancer as well.
Right. And this is exactly what's wrong with people like in the medical orthodoxy. One of the reasons I don't like the Wizard of Oz.
It's Johnson & Johnson is the maker of this prostate cancer pill.
The Journal of the American Cancer Society took a position in 2008 and said, it is our findings, after looking at 16,000 studies, that androgens are not the cause of prostate cancer, but instead there seems to be a linkage between estrogen and sex hormone binding globulin and prostate cancer.
Zytiga works by decreasing the male hormone testosterone. Testosterone stimulates the growth of prostate tumors, and treatment often includes drugs aimed at cutting the body's testosterone production.
Instead of cutting the body's estrogen and sex hormone binding globulin production and letting men feel healthy and strong with testosterone. And this is what frustrates me. It's like, science is revealed, but these organizations only go with the science that supports their products.
While older drugs can block about 90% of testosterone, scientists say Zytiga blocks virtually all of it, which can help slow the disease.
Right. Which slows the disease and increases lifespan by 5 flipping months, folks. So the last 5 months that this guy lives, he feels like crap. In fact, he probably wants to die.
The typical patient taking Zytiga survived 5 months longer than the typical patient not taking it.
Really? And you know what? And you know what the other thing is? These men could be dying of heart attacks, but as long as they don't die of prostate cancer, they are not figured into that factor. We already know that when men have low testosterone levels, they are more prone to heart attacks.
Common side effects of this drug include fatigue, joint swelling, diarrhea, vomiting, cough, and shortness of breath.
Right. But those are the acute symptoms. The things that are going on underlying, which is increased rate of insulin resistance, increased rate of heart failure, all associated with low androgen levels, nobody talks about that. No, they always talk about diarrhea. Everything gives you diarrhea, for crying out loud. Probably somebody's getting diarrhea right now listening to this show. I should put a warning on the beginning of the show. This show may cause diarrhea, according to the FDA. It's laughable. The poor men are chemically castrated when they should be made stronger and to fight these cancers. And again, the Journal of the American Cancer Society, an organization that is supposedly tasked with understanding cures for cancer, took a position in 2008 and said androgens don't cause prostate cancer. But yet no one pays attention to that because it doesn't support the sale of these drugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. Oh, I'm sorry. You were supposed to rant today.
I guess I was. Did you want to talk about the study over in New Zealand that junk food taxes pay off?
Yeah, I think that's a good one.
Taxing soft drinks and foods high in saturated fats and providing subsidies for fruits and vegetables might encourage people to change their eating habits and possibly improve their health. The researchers from New Zealand analyzed 32 previous studies and concluded that there would be a 0.02% decline in consumption of fatty foods with each 1% price increase.
Okay, fat is not the problem, New Zealand, okay? So let's get that straight. Sugars, starches, and pro-inflammatory fats and pro-inflammatory foods are the problem.
Well, they determined that a 10% increase in the price of soft drinks would decrease consumption by between 1 and 24%.
I have a better idea on how they should do it. Instead of making a tax and giving the government this money, and they're not going to use it for anything worthwhile, in my humble opinion, allow the companies to charge the 10% additional and have someone who oversees this company and put that 10% money into a fund and give that company 2 years to then use this additional money to build a plank to producing healthier products. Give the money to the companies and get them out of the business of creating poison and give them an incentive to start creating foods that are healthy for people instead of giving the tax to the government, who's going to do nothing with that money.
You really think that these companies that make junk food and processed foods are going to make healthier foods?
If you tell them, okay, here's the plan.
But their idea of healthy and your idea of healthy are two different things.
Granted. obviously there's got to be some guidance here. I take that point, well noted. And there has to be an end point. So in other words, you have to say, look, you guys have 3 years and then it's lights out. You're out of business. You charge more for these products. You put the money in this till here and you use that as a gangplank to build better products.
No, these are just companies who just sunk millions of dollars into fighting Prop 37. Do you really think that they're going to change the way they process their foods?
If they thought that it would mean greater sales and greater profitability. Let's face it, they're in the business of making money, right? If you could show them that they would make more money developing and selling foods that don't cause disease, they'd be on that bandwagon tomorrow morning. They're all about making money.
Then why did they fight against GMOs?
Oh, because
the labeling of GMOs.
Because there's no winning in that one for them. There's no winning. They can't switch horses now on GMOs. They need a gangplank. That's what I'm saying. Let them charge extra money, sink it into an account, use that money for research and development of new food products, use some guidance to help them make the right decisions, and let them move to healthier products instead of giving the government the money. What's the government going to do with the money? Run some commercials? Don't eat these foods? The government is just as misguided, most governments. I'm sure the government in New Zealand is just as misguided. Fat's the problem. Fat's not the problem. They don't understand that yet. Let them get Dr. Lauren Cordain as a consultant to help them develop some new food products that people will embrace. And then they can sell, make more money in the long run and actually not contribute to chronic disease. It's not a far-fetched idea. And in my humble opinion, it's a better use of the dollars than giving it to the government. Well, give it back to the people. I don't know. Pay their insurance premiums. Anyway, I'm sorry.
I think we need to take a break.
Okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have more to talk about. Are we going to read the listener questions, or we have some other things to cover?
I want to talk about the labeling of fish in grocery stores.
Oh, yeah, this is big. This continues to go on. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops shops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade in acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner. Ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
I like this one.
It's a new one. I don't think I've played it before. Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. So, Fish is back in the news.
Fish is fishy.
Fish is fishy.
You know, I'm afraid to eat fish anymore. I mean, from the story that we talked about, the tilapia being raised in the poopy water, and it's just, you know, the sewage water over in was it Vietnam and Indonesia? And
you know, the Vietnamese must be laughing when they poop in the water next to the fish.
Oh, I
and
don't
they
think
go,
they do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then
it's
they go,
sewage
and they go,
water.
Oh, we send this to the United States. They piss us off one time. Now they eat our poopy.
Forensic DNA analysis revealed 58% of 81 New York retailers and eateries sampled incorrectly labeled the seafood that they sold. Some 39% of the fish obtained for the study by the ocean conservative group Oceana mm-hmm. was inaccurately identified. In some instances, consumers unknowingly purchased food that could pose health risks. Blue line tilefish masqueraded as halibut and red snapper. The FDA urges pregnant women, nursing mothers, and small children to avoid tilefish given its high content of mercury.
But the rest of you, it's okay. You know, that always baffles me. Why there's a greater value placed on life if you are a mother or a child, but if you're a woman who's not a mother or just a guy, it's okay. I don't understand that. It's like saying, look, bullets being shot into your chest are bad if you're a child, if you're a nursing mother, but if you're just a guy or a gal, it's okay to get shot. I mean, really, what's the stupidity in that statement?
All but one of the 17 white tuna samples obtained from sushi restaurants turned out to be escalar, a fish whose diarrhea-inducing properties earned it the nickname the Ex-Lax fish.
So there you go. How do you like that one?
Mislabeled seafood can present a public health concern because many hazards are species-specific, a U.S. Food and Drug Administration spokesperson said in an email. Allergic reactions and foodborne illnesses are some of the possible health hazards, the spokeswoman said. So why aren't they doing anything about it?
Well, wait a minute. It gets better. Now, this just goes to show you that it's business as usual at the FDA. So you did some research on this, and you found a similar story dating back to the 90s, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so this whole fishy fish scenario is nothing new. It's like 20 years going on, and the FDA is still going, it's dangerous. Be careful about eating fish because we have no control over it. Oh, that we are the Food and Drug Administration, and we are supposed to have control of this. And after all, we also think we should control supplements, but we haven't been able to do a damn thing in 20 years to protect consumers in the United States from eating fish that they think they're eating, but they're getting something else. Shame on the FDA. If you know what? The FDA goes right hand in hand with the people who tell the weather. I'm sorry to say this, folks, okay? If you're a weather person out there, I'm sorry. I don't know another job where you can be wrong as frequently and still keep your job. And maybe the FDA, that's it.
This problem is not new. A study appearing in a 1992 issue of Consumer Reports found about a third of the seafood sampled in New York, Chicago, and San Jose were incorrectly labeled. 1992. And still the same problem today.
That's the FDA working for your tax dollars, folks.
New York's rate of seafood mislabeling was higher than Miami's. Miami's was 31%, but lower than that of Boston, which was 48%, and Los Angeles, which was 55%.
Yeah. You know what? This is because of greed. Let's be honest. The reason I knew a guy who had a pizzeria in Brooklyn, and he used to have a butcher come to his place once a month, and he would buy a piece of pork, and the guy would cut the pork and pound it out into to cutlets, and then he would bread it and fry it, and he would sell it as veal. And when you cover it with mozzarella cheese and tomato sauce and put it in a piece of Italian bread and bake it off in the oven, the average person can't tell the difference between veal and pork. It's still light colored meat, just like veal is. And so it all comes down to greed. I used to say to him, why do you do this? He goes, because if I had to buy a piece of veal that big, it would cost me $400. He goes, that piece of pork cost me $35. He says, it's all about profit.
There was a restaurant they talked about in the article that has been passing crawfish off as lobster in a lobster salad for 15 years.
See, it's all about greed, folks. It's what it is. I mean, anyway, okay. Cook your own food. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but when you go to the store, how do you know what you're buying?
Yeah, it becomes difficult. It really, that, you know, I eat a lot of salmon. I don't think you can switch salmon. Luckily, salmon, although you can dye it. But you can also dye salmon. I mean, obviously, you can put things in the water and feed a fish some dye and make.
How do you think flamingos get their pink color?
They eat a lot of shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. I think that I stand to be corrected, but I think there's a form of algae that's high in omega-3 that salmon eats a lot of and is the reason for their pink flesh. So anyway.
So I wanted to talk about mammograms, changing gears here just a little bit.
Okay.
The study that just was published in Wednesday's New England Journal of Medicine,
mm-hmm.
It's a little bit disturbing. It says up to 70,000 American women a year are treated unnecessarily for breast cancer because they were screened with mammograms. The study, whose results are already being challenged by other cancer experts, find that nearly 1 in 3 breast cancer patients, or 1.3 million women over the past 3 decades, have been treated for tumors that, although detectable with mammograms, would have never really actually threatened their lives. They would have never turned into cancer. These tumors would not have been cancer.
And this is well known amongst the medical community, folks. Dr. Santin came on talking about tissue-specific complex so that women can take hormone replacement therapy without the threat of breast cancer. And he said that it takes the average tumor to form into a cancerous tumor 17-plus years. And he also went on to say that many, many women die of other causes. And then when doctors are checking, they say, oh, look, she's had a tumor, and it's estimated she's had this tumor for 30 years, and it never became a cancer.
It says here overdiagnosis occurs when technology detects cancers that, although technically malignant, behave as if they're benign.
Right.
And the said study co-author H. Gilbert Welch of the Dartmouth Institute for Health and Policy and Clinical Practices, we should get him on the show.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, I am not saying to women, if you have a tumor, you shouldn't have it removed. But I am saying, you need to understand that sometimes you may want to sit and wait a year or even a month or 3 months.
Yeah,
or whatever.
But how do you do that when you're afraid that it could be malignant? It is malignant.
Well, they're telling you that it's malignant.
And you could die.
Well, look,
you're afraid that you could die.
You have women having their breasts lopped off just because they may have
it. They have the gene.
Yeah, they have
the gene.
Yeah, it's very confusing. It really is.
Says here that doctors have long known that some tumors aren't actually fatal. Instead, some remain dormant for years and even disappear on their own.
Which I've talked about
but
before.
How do you know which way? I mean, how do you know?
I don't know.
What were you telling me before the show that if you wear a compression garment?
There is an embargoed study, and we're going to have the author on the show, but there is evidence that mechanical compression can stop a cancer cell from growing. Now, How do you use that? I don't know. But it seems to me that if women wore, you know, compression garments, maybe, I don't know. I can't even say. All I know is there is evidence that mechanical compression can actually stop a cancer cell from growing and possibly reverse it from a cancer cell to something else.
The author of this study says, we've suggested to this study that I've been reading about, we've suggested to women that having a mammogram is one of the most important things you can do for your health, and that's simply not true.
Now,
and so that's very confusing. That's very confusing to me as a woman. Should I or should I not have a mammogram?
Well, I think the problem is the technology. We had that doctor on who said that next year they're going to have a new technology where a woman lays face down on a table, there's a cutout, and her breasts float in water.
Immersed in water.
And the images
electrodes are placed on.
Right, and they take the imaging from below while the breasts are not compressed, and they have a better image, and they can tell more from this. So part of the problem could be that the mammogram, while it's been the go-to method, is not
outdated.
The best.
Yeah. Maybe it's outdated. What about thermography?
I was just going to say, another readily available approach is thermography, but most doctors don't even offer it.
But there are people. We have someone here in Louisville that offers it that's probably going to be what I choose to do.
Right. I mean, thermography is also a better alternative than, you know, clamping your breast between two plexiglass plates until your nipples pop off and saying, oh, I think we see something. We should go in there now and operate. You know, it's an archaic method, and it's outlived its usefulness. We need better methods. That's it. That's the end of the story.
Yes.
Anyway, very, very good information, Elisa. What else do we want to talk about?
That's it. You had some listener questions.
Well, we had some good comments. First of all, I want to talk about a fellow named Alex Leaf, who listens to the show. And Alex said, hey, so I turned my dorm room into a standing friendly area, literally. No chairs and a standing workstation for my computer. I applaud him. I would say you should have a chair, hang it on the wall like the Shakers do, so you're not compelled to sit on it all the time. We have to actually take it off the wall to sit on it. But you should have a chair to put your shoes on. Obviously, you probably could do that on your bed. He says a couple months ago he did this. Just this morning, however, when I was reading, I realized that I was leaning against my bedpost. So my question is, do I actually have to be standing for the benefits? Or what effects does leaning or something like that have on it? Is it simply being upright and forcing your legs to work or something else? No, it's simply being upright. You can lean. Absolutely. You're still bearing the weight of your body, even if you're leaning. So I would say that you're safe with what you've done. But I would also say to you, Alex, you probably should have a chair or two. It's okay to sit down. It's just not okay to sit for hours and hours on end. Now, I'm sure you probably have to sit in school. Your teachers are not going to let you stand in class. But luckily, classes only last about an hour, and then you're walking through the halls again, which works out fine. But, you know, the Shakers have it right. The Shakers are a religious group in Ohio. When they're done eating, they take the chairs off the floor and they hang them on the wall. They have little pegs where they hang the chairs. They've got it right. So there's another solution to that. But I applaud you. And I think you're doing fine even if you're leaning. Let's see. We also had a couple comments on the website. One comment to yesterday's show, the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy, came from S. Tibb. He said, the shows have been great, but finally, something about training, thanks to Rob and Wade. So we always appreciate the comments about shows. Let's see. We also have a comment about something that we said on last week's Casual Friday. And what it was Dr. Oz is wrong more often than right. And Eric Williams said, Dr. Oz is wrong more often than right. And that's why I stopped listening to the guy. Thanks for the info and love the show. And thank you for listening, Eric. We really appreciate it.
He did get. He did have a couple good shows this week, Dr. Oz.
Which ones?
The one on the cholesterol myth.
But here's the problem, okay?
But people have been talking about that for years.
Yeah, and you know what? Next week, okay, I'll give you a for instance, okay?
Next week he'll talk about something and
that cholesterol is bad. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's his problem. Dr. Oz does more harm than good because he doesn't stay on message long enough to have an impact. And here's a case in point. When did he do the cholesterol show? Do you remember what day it was?
Tuesday.
When did he do the show on forensics? Try to guess how these people died.
Wednesday.
Okay, so just the next day, they were talking about cholesterol as a risk factor for heart disease when he had Dr. G on. So it was the following day that he went back to his original mantra. So while he had Dr. Sinatra on and he had, what was the other guy's name?
Johnny Bowden
on. And they were talking about the cholesterol myth. And he said, this is the single most important show I'll probably do all year. The next day, when he had Dr. G on, and they were talking about one woman who died. Clearly, she may have had a heart problem. And so Dr. G said, you know, obesity. She said, we don't know what her cholesterol levels were. Dr. Oz never said, well, we really don't know how important cholesterol is after all, because he just talked about it the day before. He never injected that. He went ahead and continued on that discussion and talked about the potential for cholesterol causing plaque buildup and heart disease. So the audience is confused. They don't know what to take from him and use and what not. And he doesn't care. He's just looking for content. He doesn't care. And that's the problem. He doesn't stay on message long enough to have an impact. And maybe that's the way he wants it. Maybe he doesn't want to take a position because he may be wrong. Maybe that's why he does it. Or what I really think it is that he really is indoctrinated into the medical orthodoxy and he can't take those positions even though he would like to. That's my opinion of it. Anyway.
Well, he has to please his sponsors.
Yeah, which sell drugs and incontinence products and everything else. So, mm-hmm. And that's who his audience is, you know. I talked about it. I forget who. I think it was when I did Rob Regish had the Blueprint Power Hour, and I talked about this. I said, you know, you can just look at the TV spots that they run to know who the audience is that's watching Dr. Oz. And I said, the only way you're going to hear about an incontinence product on my show is if somebody's squatting too heavy and they happen to have an accident. That's it. So anyway, do we have anything else to talk about?
I think that's it.
Thank you for listening. It's been a great week here at the studio. We have great shows planned for you next week. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Superheroes, this is the Superhuman Channel.
Внимание, дамы и господа, через несколько секунд выйдут на сцену пулеметы. Слабонервных, беременных и детей просим удалиться из зала. Остальным лечь на пол и задержать дыхание.